Well, I wanted to talk about this morning just a little bit about specifically one verse that we find in the book of Romans where the Apostle Paul is writing. I want to read it to you this morning. The Apostle Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, wrote this: "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." There's a lot of verses in the Bible that really stand out to me. I try to remember. This is one that just kind of, wow, when I read it. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, literally in the tomb, raised him from the dead, is saying, if you know Christ lives in you. Is that not amazing? The same Spirit, the one that raised someone, that's impossible to do. You do not raise people from the dead. But as in Heidi's testimony, she mentioned, you can do all things through Christ. God is able to do the impossible. God is a miraculous working God. Jesus came not just to die and live a life as an example for us. He came and to die for your sins and my sins on the cross. This wasn't just an idea of his own. It was an idea of what God had because he loved each one of us so much. He's like, I want to send a redemption plan through my son to die on the cross. A couple days ago, I was thinking about, I wonder what the disciples must have felt on Saturday, the day in between after Jesus died and the day before the resurrection. You ever have hope in something and it just completely falls flat? Maybe someone's supposed to come through. Maybe you're hoping on a job, or maybe you're hoping this relationship will turn around and it doesn't. Maybe someone you know died suddenly and just the loss and the pain is intense. Imagine the disciples, the men and women following Jesus, their friend, their leader. They've been doing life with him for 3 years. That's a considerably long time. The one that's going to save all humanity. And now he's dead. He died on a cross like we saw in that really neat video earlier, and now he's in the tomb. But it's amazing what God can do, because God says, 3 days later, you will raise this body, and God did that. 3 days later, he raised Jesus from the dead, which means there was hope for his followers, but because God's God, there's even hope for us today. Amen? Yeah. All Christianity falls on this one point, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Christ was not resurrected, there would be no hope. Death would have won. Sin would have continued unchecked, and the devil would have had a day of victory. But that's not the case. Death has been defeated, sin has been overcome, and the devil himself is now a defeated foe. Hence why the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth, "Where, O death, is your victory? And where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, you are victorious, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. You can walk in victory, and not just 2,000-year-old victory. It's like, well, that's helpful for his followers. They must have been amazed and shocked, which they were. But because God's God, that victory and hope is available for you today. As I was thinking about it, just extreme things, or just things that, wow, this is definitely the big wow right here. Easter is such a wonderful time to remember Jesus, specifically his resurrection, but each day is. But I was thinking about extreme. I thought of a TV show that some of you might know. It's actually called Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Anybody ever see this show? Anybody? Okay, I used to watch it with my mom and my brothers. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. It was on ABC, ran from 2003 to 2012 with Ty Pennington. And it was a cool example of receiving a really wonderful and helpful gift. For those who are not familiar with the show, there'd be families that would be applying and sending applications of their current life situation, the difficulties that they're facing in their house condition, and there's like hundreds and thousands of applications that would be filtered by ABC's team, and they would select one of them at a certain interval to go and help. And what they would do is they would come and they would surprise the family, let them know that they're accepted. They would send the family on Southwest Airlines to Disneyland for a week. And get this, in 1 week, they would take houses that were just utterly, just terrible, awful homes that were just falling apart. And with a bunch of people, I think it was like probably at least 100 people, if not more, a bunch of contractors, a lot of big name brands donating stuff, they would completely restore a house in 1 week. Isn't that pretty cool? 1 week. Some of you might be thinking, like, I want that. Yeah. You come over to my house after the service. I'll go to Disneyland, fly me on Southwest. It was really neat. I remember when I was reading on one of the websites, it says, this series is devoted to rebuilding family homes when the family is in need of new hope. Houses are pretty cool. But we all know that houses either have to be updated at some point or eventually they get really, really bad. They get torn down. But when I think of something that's extreme, this is extreme makeover, home edition, what Jesus did on the cross was just incredible. He didn't come to rebuild a house. He came to rebuild each one of you and me. He came to restore us, like Heidi was saying, from the inside out. Have you ever been in life before and you wish you could redo something? Like do it like a redo, do-over. If you ever played video games before, sometimes you can hit start and then go back to the last checkpoint if you mess something up, or just restart the whole game. Wouldn't that be nice to do that in life? Restart this. That did not go well. This past week, I remember I was talking to my wife, Crystal. I realized I said some things that were not helpful, that were actually hurtful. I was just standing, looking in a mirror in a bathroom. I was just like, man, that was stupid. I wish I could redo that 5 minutes. I'm like, all I need is 5 minutes to go backwards. But as we know, we can't do that. We can't go backwards. And so asked for forgiveness from God. I went back to Crystal, say, hey, I'm sorry. Asked for forgiveness from her. But sometimes we want to go backwards. We can't restart our life. But in Jesus, he provides the ability to do a miraculous, internal, new life makeover through Jesus. He has the power to do that, and he has the power to do that today. So I don't know what you're coming in with. Maybe it's your first time here at New Hope. Maybe you got invited by a friend or family. Maybe you're just here because you have to walk by. But I believe that God has a purpose for you being here this morning. There's a lot of prayer that we put into our services, and we've been praying that folks that have never experienced the love of Jesus would come to know Jesus. Whether you are discouraged this morning, depressed, grieving, maybe you can relate to Heidi's testimony being in addiction or drugs or alcohol. There is a Savior and his name is Jesus, and he can help you in all those areas. He can give you new life. The extreme home makeover took a week. Jesus can restore a life in one day, in a moment. It had a team of like hundreds of people helping. One man, the God man, died on a cross for you and all of humanity. There was only a certain selection of people that got it. Not everybody who applied didn't get an extreme makeover on their home. With God, that's not the case. He came to die for every child, man, woman, who's ever lived, will live, and has lived in the past. That means you're included. There's a God who loves you. He knows your story. He knows your brokenness. He knows the things you say in quiet. He knows the things that you think. He knows the things you do and the things you're not, that you're supposed to, but you don't do. And he loves you and desires a relationship with you. I'm going to invite the musicians up at this time. When I was reading over Heidi's testimony, a couple phrases stood out with me. She was mentioning how she felt insecure, she felt anxious, she felt sad, never feeling like she belonged anywhere. Maybe some of you can relate with that, saying, God, there's something in me that's off. There's nothing I can do. Not enough, not amount of relationships, no amount of substances, not enough money, not enough career changes or investments or involvements or newer homes, bigger cars. None of that fixed that ache in my soul. It's because Jesus is the only one that can give you life. Jesus is the only one that can give you hope. And so as I just wrap up in a moment, and the musicians will be leading us in two more songs, if you're here this morning and you have yet to experience the love of Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. It's simply calling out, God, I need help. Jesus, would you make me new? Lord, I want to do life with you. Jesus never used the word extreme makeover in the Bible. He used the word being spiritually reborn. It's actually exactly new life with God. Spiritually, new life with God. It's not a life better. It's actually a completely new life. If you're here this morning and you would love to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, to have security in all situations, joy unending, and a belonging in God's life, you can receive that this morning. So I just want to invite you, if you're here and you want to know Jesus Christ, you're like, God, I want to know you. God, would you make me new? I can't redo my life, but I would want to make over in Jesus this morning, starting from the inside out. I just encourage you, just raise your hands, saying, God, I want to know you. Lord, would you make me new? Jesus, I want to have a testimony like Heidi's. Maybe not the same background, but God, I want to have purpose and meaning and joy and belonging in this earth. I don't want to just keep jumping from one thing to the next thing. Jesus offers something better than a house. He offers heaven for eternity with him. No amount of things on this earth compared to who Jesus is and what he offers. So if you're here this morning and you want to know Jesus Christ, your Lord, I just encourage you, just lift up your hands as a way of signifying, God, I want to know you. Lift up your hands. Jesus, I want to know you. God, I want to know you today. I don't want to go another day without you. Is there anyone here saying, God, I want to know you. Lord, could I have that gift? Could I have the same power that's helped Heidi overcome addictions and obstacles that no person could ever overcome, but Jesus overcame on the cross? Any here? Jesus, I want to know you. Just lift up your hand. God's here. He's longing for that relationship with you. And the Bible says he is love, and there's nothing that you've done that can separate you from the love of God. And if you're thinking right now, my life is just too messed up, I've done too much bad, I'm going to tell you, God died for all that. Amen. You cannot be too far from God. Jesus is here. Anyone this morning, I want to know Christ. You can just lift up your hand. I'm going to pray in a moment before we start singing again. I wanted to give an opportunity. If any of you have not given their life to Jesus, and you're like, I want that new hope this morning, not just to hear about it, but experience, I encourage you. Open your heart to the Lord. Let me pray for you. God, I want to pray for those, Lord, who are here, and maybe they're wrestling right now with a decision. God, can I receive this kind of free gift? There's no strings attached. God, I pray that your love would permeate in our hearts and our lives, God. Lord, I thank you for this gift. I thank you that there is power to overcome, because the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ is available to work in our lives today. God, may we not leave here without knowing you, Lord. Thank you, God, for sending your son to die for us. And thank you for raising him again. May we walk in that resurrection power, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.